Give Christy just a second. All right, call our meeting to order. Chuck Pennell here, and we got Jim Strophis on the phone and haven't been successful at getting Danny. We've got this emergency waiver for Bill Majors. Our form reads 13159 State Highway 160. Proposed improvement, automobile sales lot and shop, a tire shop with oil changes and minor repairs, two spec buildings and a residence. Stated emergency, buildings and equipment being delivered week of 3-3-2010 and did not know they would need permits to build. Mr. Majors instructed this is a possibility, but the full process would need to be completed for final approval. The possibility being this emergency waiver. I took opportunity, and I know Eddie's visited with him. He's plenty aware that he still has to go through the process, and he's taken that chance. So I'm going to make a motion to approve this emergency waiver for him. Got any questions, comments?
No, I did a little follow-up, but Nikki got some information for me, so I'm comfortable with it.
Okay. I know you said you had a meeting to go to, so I thought we'd make her fast if that suits you.
That's perfect to me.
All right, all of the favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. And we'll visit with him a little bit more here, but
I think
it's going well. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Okay.
What do you got? You're our leader.
The only thing I'd tell you, Mr. Whitley, is do remember there's several different kinds of permits necessary. What we'll do now is we'll start you through our Division 3 process. You won't actually start into meetings until the month of April, so it'll be April and May before we get you into that. However, you do need to go today and get the Division 2 permit for your construction. And if you're going to be disturbing more than an acre of ground in your construction, you need to get a land disturbance permit from us. And if it's going to be less than an acre, you might still touch base with Department of Natural Resources, as I mentioned before, and they may require a permit from that. And then, of course, for the sewer district, make sure that you've got that permit in place. And I believe you're going to have to go with on-site treatment, whether it be septic or whatever the case might be.
Yes.
So. I've gone blank now. It's
Brent.
Brent.
Yes. I think he's already working on the design and everything.
Okay.
With Kevin, and then I've already contacted DNR. They basically said the same thing. Anything less than an acre, I don't need anything.
Okay, good. They used to require if you were doing anything. So.
They said we're good on that. So I guess really at this point, the Division 2 permit.
Yeah, you put our office and Dan's there this morning. You can start doing that. Emergency waiver, we can go ahead and issue a permit.
It's over. Exactly. I'm assuming since this is a permitted process,